MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. But it is actually an open phone segment right
now.
Yes,
it is.
At 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Or you may send us an email by clicking on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay Radio player. Hey, Griff, I was reading the chat board, the eBay Radio chat board.
Yes.
And some of the people were mentioning, gee, maybe I should, add a charity donation to my older listings. Maybe that will get them sold. And somebody says, great idea. I think I'll try it, too, and I'll test it with my husband's stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So, CJ wrote, I think I'm going to add a charity donation to my older listings.
Cool.
Well, I looked it up. You know, there's something called Helper's High, where you feel good when you help other people.
Yes.
See, I learned about that through a psychologist who said to me, when I said I hate to ask people for help, gave the example of me being a short person and getting on a plane and asking a young man to please help put my bag in the compartment because I can't reach it.
Oh, I always do that.
And how I felt bad about it. And he said, do you know that young man that helped you felt good? You made him feel good.
Yeah.
He was able to help somebody. So please understand that even if you're doing it to maybe get your listing sold or whatever, it's okay.
Yeah.
Five reasons to donate to charity. Are you ready, Griff?
Where?
Number one, donations are tax deductible. Number two, giving to charity may improve your sense of well-being.
Yeah.
Number three, supporting a cause can help keep you informed about issues of social injustice.
That's true.
Next, giving to charity out of spiritual conviction can strengthen your spiritual life. And what they mean about that is if you happen to believe spiritually and religiously that you're supposed to be giving, when you do give using giving works, you recognize that you've taken action in line with your spiritual beliefs.
Very, very true, yes.
And volunteering with a charity may result in physical and social benefits as well. So all those are just great reasons to give through giving works.
Yeah, I'm going back to your statement about the young man asking a young man to help you put your bag up. I've discovered now that I'm in my, I'm in the pre-dotage years of my life, that you get a lot of mileage out of like meekly staring at a younger man and saying, you wouldn't deny a dying old man his last wish, would you?
Well, but they enjoy it. You've given a person an opportunity to reach out and help someone.
And it gives me a chance to relive my past.
And we have an opportunity to reach out and speak with Mike in Cincinnati, known as Zippy 10 on eBay.
Zippy 10.
Hey, Mike, what's your question or comment?
Hey, how are you? Well, I have two things. One, before I ask the question, I was going to suggest when you call customer service, you don't want to be a gillygoppus.
What a perfect use of the
secret word.
What a perfect use of
the secret word. Are you calling in because you know the secret word?
Well, he obviously knew it.
So, yes. So please describe Griff, please.
Oh, stop
no,
that.
No. Are you really? No, he's not a stupid, awkward person.
Well, that you know.
Well, yeah, that's true. I may not know that.
You haven't seen my investment portfolio.
So it's it's a gilly gompus.
I understand that thoroughly. I stay away from investing. I buy stuff to sell on eBay.
Oh, you're smart.
So it's spelled gillygompus, G-A-U-P-U-S.
G-A-U-P-U-S.
And it means awkward, foolish, or silly person. Griff, tell him what he's won.
This one's a different description. It says a stupid, awkward person.
Oh, this says awkward, foolish, or silly.
Strumming my pain with your fingers.
And by the way, I love your jokes, Griff, because that's how I got room and time in college to be able to study. Everybody went running out of the room when I would start rolling those things off.
That's a great strategy.
Oh, it worked. It really worked.
Well, I'm glad that was the best playing of the secret word ever, because we didn't usually it's I've got the secret word, Griffin Lee, and you just sprung it on us. So for that,
yeah, and you found a way to use it.
Dramatic.
You are very dramatic.
Have some drama.
I thought it was great.
Or as a friend of mine says, D to the Rama. Just so Mike, send me an email with your shipping address to griff@ebay.com, and I will put that into the mail post haste.
Okay, now I have a question. I had some items that were real slow, and so I changed the way I was listing them, and I'm now selling 10 of them for $6, and I charge shipping.
Yeah.
And it works.
Oh, great.
But my question is, when I go to relist it, I just sold one.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to relist it, I don't have to change the pictures, do I?
No. Well, okay. Are they the same items?
Yeah, it's just the quantity of the same item. They're all in the same condition.
Yeah, you don't have to change the picture, no.
I didn't think so, but I wanted to make absolutely certain.
Yeah.
Because your tips recently about getting rid of dead merchandise work. I've used free shipping. I've reduced the price, used Markdown Manager, sometimes in combination, and they work.
I have to tell you, it does work, Mike. And as a buyer, I've seen it as well. I've watched myself, because I have a big watch list, and there's always at least 100 or so items on it. And when I see that someone has lowered their price with Markdown Manager, more often than not, I'll buy it.
Yeah. Yeah, people appreciate that.
Well, they're looking for a bargain.
Of course.
Everyone loves a bargain, don't you?
Yes, and I had just changed this because I was selling three for $5 or something.
Yeah.
But I had best offer, and somebody offered me $2. I took it. I lost a little bit, but it doesn't matter because it moved the merchandise. And,
right.
And so I thought, well, maybe I can sell a larger quantity of these. So late last night, I changed it to 6 for $10. I mean, 10 for 6, and when I signed in my computer this morning, they were gone.
There you go. That's what it took.
Now they're gone. They're on their way to the guy already, so.
That's fantastic, Mike.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. Never hurts to change it up.
No, and it actually feels good because you think it makes you, it helps you be productive.
Right. And I put up another listing of the same thing, so it's going to be interesting to see if the same person sees those. Maybe they're planning on selling them or breaking them up or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
To see if they come in and buy those. And then maybe later on, if I find it's slowing down, maybe I'll change it to 24 or something. I've got a big box of these things, so I'm trying to get rid of a box.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, you're a smart guy, Mike. I always knew that.
Well, thank you. I work at it.
And you're very good.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
And send me that email so I can send you your bag.
I will definitely do that.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You know, Lee, I did that a couple, maybe a year ago. Well, half a year ago, is I found a guy. This is, if you pay attention to the niche or the product you sell, the market for it, There's a perfume cologne by a company in Japan that has been out of production for quite a while, and it brings, you know, fair price when it comes up. And then suddenly I noticed that there was a bunch of people selling it. And I thought, what's going on? And I figured out through a little sleuthing that someone somewhere had found a stockpile of it. Not a huge stockpile, but they found some of it. And I think that someone or someplace was Overstock.com. And people were buying it up. They had bought everything from Overstock. They were offering it on eBay. And this one guy was offering for a good price. And I emailed him and I said, how much of this stuff do you have? He told me and I said, would you be willing to work a deal? And he said, sure. He sent me a price per unit for 50 boxes. I said, I'll buy it. And I bought them 6 months ago and I've held on to them. And now that supply is starting to dwindle again on eBay, and the money, and it's going up in price. So I've invested this money thinking within a half a year or a year, I'll start selling the product again when it's rare. And I'm going to do it this winter because it's now getting rare again. Wow. Now, here's the thing. There's no guarantees. What if somebody else did this and they're waiting for the same opportunity? Well, you never know. It's all a risk. You never know what's going to happen.
What do they call? There's a name for a person that does that with stocks and commodities and stuff. What is it?
It's called savvy.
It's called smart.
It's called using your noodle.
Well, that'll be exciting. Let us know when you start putting them up.
I will.
We'd like to know. So you're waiting for winter?
I figured it would be a year. So it'll be a year this winter that I made the deal. And I thought, within a year, that supply should be gone. And I'll wait. I've got it in a safe place. And I'll start offering it again when the price starts to go up and the demand starts to go up because there's not enough product. And I wish I was that smart all the time. Unfortunately, I'm not. But, you know, this one, it's something I knew. So I felt like I could take the risk. It was only $1,200 for me to do this. So it wasn't that bad.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's big, though. That's a risk. But
you know what I did?
That's part of being an entrepreneur.
And to make it complete, I took a cabbage loan, which I've already paid off. But, yeah, I've already paid it off.
Cabbage, what a great company. And we knew them well, you know.
Yeah, they don't even talk to us now. It's like, oh, you guys. Yeah,
well, Mark was, at our event.
Yeah, he was doing something else, though.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. Folks, some cabbage. I email them. I say, hi, it's Griff. Remember me? They go, who? You? Oh, yeah, that radio guy. What do you want?
They've gotten very big. And I'm so happy for them, though. I really am happy for them.
That's the same way. I guess I'll see you on the way down the ladder.
Well, when we come back, we're going to tell everyone all the wonderful events that are happening.
The wonderful events.
Right. And I'm going to tell you exactly what Giver's High is when we come back.
All right. This open phone segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up next, today's last segment of our daily show here, eBay Radio.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFast say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFast.com. For more information.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 328.
eBayers gathered at Bally's in Las Vegas for the 2015 eBay Radio Party and Conference. During a live broadcast of eBay Radio, they lined up at the microphone to give us a tip or two.
Paula Davis from Satellite Beach, Florida. And this tip I got directly from the post office, that if you're on the verge of that extra 1 or 2 ounces that's going to put you over a pound, to cut off the inside flaps of the box. And that'll shave off a couple ounces. And sometimes I'm just on that verge where it's going to cost me another pound. Just cut off the flaps on the inside, just cut those down and you still tape your outside flaps and it works like a charm.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated Seller Hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
And there it is. It's the last segment of the day. I can't believe it. Oh, brother. This today's final segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network.
So I wanted to tell you about this Helper's High just very quickly. It actually, when you help somebody, Helper's High is when there's endorphins in your brain.
Endorphins.
And it works like a very, very mild morphine high. Yeah.
And it's cheaper than scoring heroin.
It's much cheaper. Well, you know, Griff, I was just trying to read our calendar and just realized that, unfortunately, we are having a problem on the website.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, yes, 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 we are.
Oh, no, 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 no,
and
no.
And I am so sorry. I cannot do it. Let me see if anything else is down on this website.
Whoa, that's too bad.
No, everything else seems to be here.
God, can you believe it?
Sorry, let's
just make stuff up.
Okay.
No, let's not. Let's not.
Yeah,
please,
they're all. They must. I wonder if they're working on my website.
Well, they picked a fine time to do that, Lucille.
Really? They did. Like, sorry about that. So, anyway.
This is just...
There are eBay events happening all over the place. And
you'll just have to guess.
I'd love to tell you about it, but I can't tell you about it until Tuesday.
We could do it like, do you remember...
Until Thursday, rather.
Do you remember that album, The First Family?
Oh, yeah.
From the 60s? And they made fun of... You know, Jackie Kennedy, one of the things she did is open the White House with CBS to the world.
Yes.
And she gave a tour of the White House, and you know, she was pointing out the different art objects and the different, because she redecorated the whole thing with stuff that should be in the White House. She was such a smart lady. And when they made fun of her on the red, the thing I remember as a child is to say, so Mrs. Kennedy, will you point out some of these paintings for us? And she says, well, there's this one over here, and there's this little one over there, and this really great big one over here. So there's this event happening over here, and then later on followed by this event over here.
And, of course, the granddaddy of all events is happening.
We are 20.
September. September 10th and 11th.
I'm surprised you didn't do it the way I thought it would be done.
Which would be how? What?
We are 20. Oh. Dum da dum 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 dum.
Which? In San Jose, we are 20.
Oh, yeah. Okay, babe. Yeah, so that's going on the 10th and 11th, and I apologize to anyone whose event was today or tomorrow because I can't get to it. So sorry about that. Yeah, I just went into it from a different way, and it's still down. So. That's the first time. That's the first time that's ever happened.
Note to self.
Where that site has gone down.
Note to self.
Yeah.
Printout.
Yeah, good idea. But then I would have to go on each one of them.
Yeah. Oh, right.
You see what
I
mean? You know how it comes up. It's not that easy.
Yeah.
It really isn't. But you can check out the eBay Radio Seller Events calendar, but wait till later this afternoon, please. Located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. And if you go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, you'll find the Seller Events calendar under Seller Resources. And also, if you want to submit one, it says Submit an Event over to the right. And you can click on it, and you'll figure out what it is. This is after I call my web person to get it fixed as soon as we get off the air. So, Griff, what are you going to be doing this week?
I'm, working in the office.
So are they coming to you for any content for the event? You know, your ideas or anything?
No, they've got everyone taken care of. So I'm slowly being made redundant, which I love. No, I'm actually consulting, but...
Okay, that's good.
It'll be very specific, very targeted. I'm going to be honest with you. When I first got wind of this coming together, I was very pessimistic because of the shortness of time. But I'm actually pretty hyped up. I think it's going to be a good event. Certainly wouldn't miss it.
So some people have asked about eBay Radio and if they could be on eBay Radio during the event. And I will tell you that Griff and I have decided not to do eBay Radio during the event.
Well, it would have been really difficult.
It would have been. And it's a day and a half event.
Right.
And there we would have been. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we've decided to just let you go have a good time. It's a party and an event. I mean, it's an event that includes a party and learning and becoming a best all you can be on eBay. And that's what the event's all about. So we want you to go and have a good time. So do you know about the features comparison table, the eBay features comparison table?
Nope.
They have an eBay features comparison table to help determine which eBay tools are best for your needs.
Oh, that sounds cool.
eBay compares My eBay, Turbo Lister, Selling Manager, and Selling Manager Pro applications for various needs, and it'll help direct you to the correct tool to solve your listing challenges.
No.
All you have to do is go to the eBay Radio Archives, hover over the Seller Resources tab, click Seller Bookmarks to find the links to the helpful page and many others on eBay.com. So, yeah, that's a good tool that I didn't know about, that comparison tool. Very good.
No.
We're going to be having commercials on for the eBay shop. Beginning, I think, Thursday.
Fantastic.
You can visit the eBay shop for eBay-branded everything, all kinds of cool stuff to wear, tote, or dress up your office. And it's where Griff does his shopping for prizes on our Secret Word Contest each Tuesday. And you can shop there, too. You can check out a stylish and useful assortment of items sporting eBay's sleek new logo. Find it all at the ebayshop.com. Wow. So they're moving that shop, huh?
Yes, they're going to move it. So what I was told is they're moving it over to the new building. They've already started construction. I kid you not. The fences are up. This segment was brought to you by Rohde, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. We'll be live again on Thursday for our Ask Griffin Lee show at 11 a.m. Join us then and call in and have some fun. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. website. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.